quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show. We'd love your input. SportsFred at AOL.com. We are heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps. Radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada, SMSN in the state of Indiana. Of course, we'll talk about this, that, and anything in sports. And we're on American Forces Radio, and again, radio station, including Las Vegas, Nevada. Art Source with us at 128 years of age. Laura Snoke, attorney, with us. Mark Mancini, the World's Worst Sports Handicapper, with us. And of course, our guest, Dan Schlossberg. The new baseball Bible we've had on Dan many, many times. Nobody knows more baseball than Dan Schlossberg. And of course, we'll play Laura's favorite part of the show, Barron Sports Trivia. And of course, so much is happening in sports. The Knicks parade on Thursday. People comparing the 1973 Knickerbockers versus the 2026 Knicks. I don't know how you can do that because the three-point shot, I think, has totally turned the game around. I remember interviewing John Wooden when the college game brought in the three-point shot, and he said, Fred, the way we play is to get closer to the basket, not further away. But with the three-point shot, sometimes you're setting up further away from the basket at 22 feet. So your thoughts about that, SportsFred at AOL.com, SportsFred at AOL.com. The odds are already out for 2027. The Spurs, the favorite, then the Thunder, then the Celtics, then the Knicks. They're the fourth choice. The Lakers are 45-1. Now, I don't know. The bottom line is, are they going to be healthy? Is Reeves going to come back? Is LeBron going to come back? You know, people are saying maybe LeBron will go up north and play with Curry in San Francisco. Well, that's possible, but then how would his son be treated by the Lakers? Bronny, you got to think about that. If he's a good dad, he's not going to leave his son hanging there. Your thoughts, SportsFred at AOL.com, SportsFred at AOL.com. Cover is Sports Illustrated. The draft, of course, next week, Cameron Boozer of Duke on the cover. He's not going to be the number one pick. Last year, of course, Cooper became the number one pick from Duke. That's never happened before, so it's not going to happen this year either. Washington, the Wizards have the number one pick. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E, recruiting.com.
This report is sponsored by IBM. As AI transforms how work gets done, a new IBM CEO study finds success will depend on how quickly organizations redesign their workforce. CEOs agree people are the priority. 83% of CEOs say AI success depends more on people's adoption than the technology. But many organizations are still struggling to redesign roles, build new skills, and rethink how teams collaborate. This gap is already showing up in the workplace. CEOs say only 25% of employees are using AI as part of their jobs, even though 86% believe their workforce have the skills to collaborate with AI. Looking ahead, CEOs expect the impact on jobs to accelerate. By 2028, 29% of employees may need reskilling for different roles, while 59% will likely require upskilling to perform their current roles more effectively. The findings suggest the real challenge isn't just adopting AI, it's aligning jobs, skills, and ways of working with the speed of AI transformation. To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Kohl's Father's Day gifts are so good, Dad won't be able to stop bragging about them. To his friends, to his barber, to the server who did not ask. He'll even brag to you, the person who literally bought it for him. From comfy polos to stylish shoes and more, plus 20% off across the store, get gifts Dad'll be talking about for months at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. You've been warned. Select styles. Offer ends June 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Staples presents Celebrations Made Easy.
I was throwing a party for the twins and had custom invites and a banner printed at Staples. And that's when I saw Party City is now at Staples.
Party City? No way!
Yep. So now Staples has all your printing needs and everything you need for a party.
Everything times two.
Yeah, and now at Staples, save 40% on custom cards, photo gifts, wrapping paper, banners, and more.
Big news! Party City is now at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in-store, online, or on the app. In 613, exclusions apply.
The burrito is fire.
Hi, this is Maya.
And I'm Antonio. And the little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A hash brown scramble burrito
is that it fuels our morning.
It's the full package.
You have the chicken, you have the eggs, and then you add these hash browns for a nice little crunch.
The chicken's always nice. It's crispy, it's juicy. And the cheeses, they melt together in a beautiful way.
And it gives me energy. It's perfect.
Order the Chick-fil-A hash brown scramble burrito and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Later, Dan Schlossberg, the new baseball Bible. Right now with Art, Laura, and Mark, we'll talk about this, that, and anything in sports. You know, Roger Goodell's the commissioner of football, and Manfred's the commissioner of baseball. And something happened on Wednesday that sort of hit me in the head. San Francisco's at Atlanta, and they waited an hour and 53. It was the second inning. The rain hit. They waited an hour and 53 minutes to call the game off. They played the next day, and the Braves actually lost twice to the Giants the next day on Thursday of this week. Bottom line is, you know, Manfred is so worried about the fan and speeding up the game. Art, I think there should be a limit, hour, one way or the other. Either the game is canceled or you play the game. I don't think you keep the fans waiting in Atlanta or anywhere else an hour and 53 minutes. Art Source, what do you think?
Yeah, unless it's at the end of the season and it's a game that really is important and it looks, you know, like they're not going to be able to get any more games. And I agree with you, Fred. Because it is all about, you know, keeping the game short. Well, you don't want to keep people in the stadium for 3-4 hours to play a baseball game. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But one of the things that you know, also scare me about baseball right now is, you know, you have to think about the fans. When you have lightning and you have inclement weather, you know, those stadiums are predominantly steel. And you gotta get the people into cover. I mean, I know in golf tournaments when they have, you know, lightning in the area, they go ahead and clear the area, even if they're not sure it's going to hit. And that's something that I think is real important because, you don't want to take that for granted.
Laura, what do you think about an hour and 53 minutes and what just Art said about the possibility of lightning and the fans getting hurt?
I agree with Art. I mean, I was yesterday on the freeway when the 405 was closed entirely and all six lanes of traffic were diverted onto Wilshire. I mean, it was, I was in the car for 2 hours to go up literally, you know, 20 feet. So 2 hours is a long time to wait for a game to start.
And Mark, Mark, you're always obstinate. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, it's ludicrous to say the least. I mean, you know, you got a game, you should look at it in an hour. I think it was more booze sales and merchandise. You know, that's basically what it was, because what are the fans going to do? I mean, that's the only thing. So more money for, the Atlanta Braves organization. If you can have people sit for 2 hours and order foods and buy merchandise and then decide to call it, maybe the traffic would clear out there. You know, Atlanta's traffic is almost like LA. It's not as bad, but it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. You're 100% right. Hey, Mark, you know what, Fred, I wanted to ask you a question. What are your thoughts on what happened with Brendan Sorsby? Do you think the athletic directors of the Big 12 got together with Texas Tech and said, hey, this is real? Because Texas Tech came out Monday and basically said, you're not playing next year. And now he's going to enter the NFL supplemental draft.
I think they were going to sue Texas Tech. And Texas Tech has a lot of money, obviously, with the donors and whatever. But if you missed it, folks, Sorsby's gambling supplemental draft. And who knows if the NFL will gamble on him as he gambled, 1,000 times or something like that. I only saw him play once for Cincinnati last year. He looked okay, but I don't think he was the dominant type quarterback.
They say all 32 teams are going to go to his
Steelers.
All 32 teams are going to go to his workout. So we'll see.
I mean, he's got character issues, obviously. They're going to look at, you know.
But it's interesting. You know, they're worried about gambling, gambling, and gambling. And obviously all the commercials are gambling, gambling, and gambling.
Yeah.
Art, talk about that because it's so hypocritical. It's beyond belief.
It is so hypocritical because, you know, I remember, you know, when I had Rams Score magazine or I would go to a Dodger game, big signs posted in the clubhouse, you know, basically talking about gambling and you know, and now, you know, DraftKings, you know, you've got BetMGM, you've got Caesar's Palace, you've got all these companies that are actually in cahoots with the leagues.
Yes.
And that just, to me, that's not right.
Not to mention all the star players doing commercials for DraftKings and MGM Bet or all the other gambling entities.
Well, it's almost like what the WWE has done. You know, when Vince McMahon sold it, they bought it, and now they've got, you know, Saudi Arabian money. They're having these fights in Saudi Arabia and everything. And you know, I think, you know, this is where it's going. People are just chasing the almighty buck, and you see, you know, with the UFC and all that, it's all about the money today.
Laura, you're an attorney, so I'm going to throw this to you, and then Art and then Mark. On Wednesday, on last week, Pride Night, and the teams in baseball wore a special hat. There were pitchers around baseball and players around baseball who put a biblical number on their hat and whatever the case might be. And now the league has come on those people. But the other side of it is, I'm the least religious human being on earth, but should these guys who are religious make their case? Laura, what do you think if it came to court? What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's a rule that they violated. You're not supposed to write anything on your apparel. And there is also...
Laura, should you be forced to wear a hat if you don't agree with it?
They're allowed to opt out of wearing the hat, is my understanding. So they don't have to. They don't have to wear the pride hat. They can wear just the regular cap that they wear all the time. So there is an opt-out.
We're going to have a straight night at the ballpark pretty soon.
On a serious note, what do you think? Because I'll tell you that the 24th and 25th and 26th player on the San Francisco Giants put the thing on their hat. But if it's Clayton Kershaw with the Dodgers 3 years ago, they're going to listen to him. They're not going to necessarily listen to the 24th and 25th and 26th player on
the team. Well, I think, you know, like any rule, it's going to lose its effect if it's not enforced. And their argument in court will be, you know, that it's been selectively enforced and it's religious discrimination because it wasn't enforced against Clayton Kershaw when they put Vesia's number on their uniforms after his daughter died. So there's a legal theory, a legal principle that if a rule isn't enforced, it's not enforceable. So there is a waiver, an estoppel. But not on the other
York
side
Revolution
of it, they violated the rule.
The York Independent, so the York Revolution, which is an independent league, they canceled the whole series because the players came out and said they just did not want to do Pride Night. Now, that made national news. Now the Department of Justice is coming into this thing. So, I mean, to me, can we just stick with playing baseball?
Well,
and, you know, Pride Month is wonderful.
I think, you know.
Pride Month is wonderful.
But, you know, I look at this when I was growing up. I want to say the world was black and white. It was cut, you know, more or less one thing. Now we've created gray areas to a certain extent. I think the only way to flip this thing around where they don't go after these guys that oppose this whole thing is you got to have more and more of these people. I mean, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people ain't going to turn it. If you had 16, 26, 126, 246, then you're going to get the message out there. And I think that's the big thing. I think, you know, if people want to support whatever they want, you see the World Cup, you know, and people are supporting it and everything. I just think it's, you know, to me, to signal out those six guys and, you know, I'm a religious guy. And Fred, you know that, Artie and Laura. I mean, I don't know if I'd do it. I mean, I'm going to stick to what I believe in.
But the other side, you know, inclusion is, has to be part of the world in 2026.
That's what makes it such a dilemma.
You know,
folks, what do you think?
I got to say, there's pride flags around my neighborhood, and I'm very proud that our city is exhibiting pride flags. I don't think it hurts anybody. If you don't want to display a pride flag, you don't have to. Like I said, the players can opt out. They don't have to wear the caps. And there's no reason why it should generate this much controversy.
I think Blake Treinen, it falls in the same category as Clayton Kershaw on this.
Yes.
Blake Treinen's a big, yeah.
But he's not quite the pitcher that Kershaw was. All right, we'll come back and play some Barons. Later we'll play, we'll talk to Dan Schlossberg, the new baseball Bible, all straight away, right now, on Sports Overnight America.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Barron Sports Trivia time on Sports Overnight America. Later, Dan Schlossberg, the new baseball Bible, will make an appearance. We've had him on many, many, many times. And Art, before we start, you're 128 years of age, and it's tough in the middle of the night to answer these questions sometimes. So what legal medicinal product might you be taking as we speak?
Well, I love Focus Factor, which I've been taking for like years, but my new one is the Prevagen Professional Formula, this one right here. This has got it all, guys. I'm just telling you, it really works. It's awesome. You've seen the ads all over everywhere. It does make a difference. And the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, if you need a business investment that really comes to the party for you, you want this opportunity, you got to join the franchise team at the Horn Pub. You got to get in touch with jim@hornpub.com. It's a fascinating, wonderful opportunity to make yourself and your family and your community. They have great food, great drinks, a community area, bands on the weekend. It's wonderful. And get yourself involved in it because it'll really help you. Again, one more time, you got to get a hold of Jim Bull, and it's info@hornpubpa.com. Make yourself a lot of money.
Sounds interesting. All right, Laura, you ready for Barron Sports Trivia, your favorite part of the show?
My most favorite part of the show, and I'm absolutely ready.
All right, here we go. Of course, the Knicks won in 1973 and again in 2026. The Blazers, the Portland Blazers, have not won since 1977. Who was their center when they won the NBA championship in 1977?
Bill Walton.
Bill Walton? Really?
In 77?
You're going to stick to that? You're going to stick to that? Really?
No. I don't know.
Mark, was it Bill Walton? Mark?
It was Bill Walton because the Blazers took a 2-0. I mean, the Sixers took a 2-0 lead back to Portland, I think, and Portland won four in a row. And I hated to see the Sixers lose that series. But yeah, it's big redhead Bill Walton.
Laura,
who's the big enforcer on that team with
Maurice Lucas?
Maurice Lucas.
That was a combination you didn't want to mess with there.
Right.
Sidney Wicks from UCLA also on that team. So, Laura, you got it
way
right.
Way to go, Laura.
Way to go, Laura. Okay. Mark's turn right here on Barron Sports Trivia. Mark, you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Is it a pirate question?
I don't think so. All right. Who said this? Okay. He's talking about Sandy Koufax now. Who said this? Trying to hit him is like trying to drink coffee with a fork. Who said that?
The great one, Vin Scully, man.
Vin Scully was a hitter?
Oh, no. It was a broadcaster or was it anybody? It was a hitter that said that?
Yeah, National League hitter.
I see Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn said that?
Yeah.
Tony Gwynn never faced.
Tony Gwynn, Koufax? Koufax retired in 60s.
Well, I know, but, you know, maybe watching him or something. Wasn't Willie Stargell.
Can I throw one in there, friend?
I'm going to go with
Willie McCovey.
What?
You don't get more than one guess, Mark.
Willie McCovey? You said Willie McCovey?
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, Laura.
Laura, you have
all
idea?
I know is as a left-handed hitter, I would not want to face Sandy Koufax.
Laura, do you have any idea who might this have been?
No, I need a hint.
Mark could have been right, but he said he was wrong.
Mark could have been right. Willie Stargell?
Willie Stargell's the answer. So, Mark, as usual, you're wrong, and Laura's right. Congratulations.
You are the world's worst hand camper.
Mark, I'm trying to set you up.
I know you were. That was my idol, too.
All right, there's your left-handed hitter trying to hit the other.
All right, Art, you ready?
This is
talking about Satchel Paige. You ready?
Satchel Paige.
You ready, Art? He's a better pitcher than I ever hoped to be. He's a better pitcher than I ever hoped to be. Talking about the great Satchel Paige. Art, who might that have been?
Ooh. I'm going to throw one out there.
Let Art go first.
I'm going to take just a wild, crazy guess. I'm going to throw the old Milwaukee Braves left-hander who was awesome.
Warren Spahn.
We mentioned him earlier in the show.
Warren Spahn.
Warren Spahn. That's who I'm going to go with.
All right, Laura, is it Warren Spahn who said that he's a better pitcher than I ever hoped to be?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like I don't have any idea. I need hints. You know, I'm like a hint. I have a low handicap, whatever.
He was a TV broadcaster also.
Also a TV broadcaster.
Had a brother named Paul.
Did he play for the Twins?
Had a brother named Paul.
And a brother named Paul.
Oh, Disney.
Also
I'm getting too many hints.
he was a little confused sometimes.
He was on the NBC Game of the Week too with Pee Wee Reese.
Art knows this.
Yeah.
Art's 28 years of age, so he knows.
One of the things he used to say is he slutted the third base, and every English teacher in St. Louis would go nuts.
Laura, Mike, do you take a guess?
No, I don't know.
The great Dizzy Dean. Art knows that.
Dizzy Dean.
All right, a couple more questions on Barron Sports Trivia on Sports Overnight America. Laura, we're back to you. You ready?
I'm ready.
This would be talking about Tom Seaver, the great USC and Mets pitcher. Blind people come to the park just to hear him pitch. What Hall of Famer may have said that?
That's a great line.
Talking about Tom Seaver.
Who had the greatest lines in baseball history?
Who had the greatest what? I'm sorry?
One-liners and funny things. Uh-oh.
Greatest one line. Well, what couldn't have been?
Oh, I know.
Couldn't have been Yogi Berra.
Mark, you know. Who is it?
I think it's Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra.
She said it.
Well, I mean, he had the greatest one-liners in baseball.
That was a huge
hint.
Yeah.
Did Yogi Berra go to Arizona State?
No, Barry Bonds did.
Must have been Gary Gentry then.
He was drafted in 1966 from Arizona State.
Oh, okay. Then that would be Rick Monday.
That was 65.
Wow.
Who was the next year?
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson, Hall of Famer.
Sal said, Bando?
No, it was Reggie Jackson.
I was going to go through the whole team.
What hat did Reggie Jackson go in the Hall of Fame with? The A's or the Yankee hat?
I think the A's. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Who said this? Who said this? A famous pitcher. If I had been in Jackie Robinson's shoes, I never would have made it. If I had been in Jackie Robinson's shoes, I never would have made it. Bob Gibson said that. Congratulations. I didn't know. Why'd you get that so quickly?
Because I remember him actually saying that on a NBC telecast, Game of the Week, because, I mean, Bob Gibson was an amazing athlete. Played for the Harlem Globetrotters.
When did he die? I don't know.
He always had, like, problems with his breathing. I know he had asthma. I believe he was
great pitcher. 1.12 ERA in 1968. They lowered the mound the next year because he was so dominant. Koufax and Gibson were the most dominant two pitchers in the 60s. All right, very quickly, I want to go off the subject and talk about something. SI Sports Illustrated this month has some of the best games in the National Football League. And guess what? The one game that I would not want to miss, Christmas Day, the Rams and the Seahawks. All right, bottom line, I think that's one of the Netflix games, and I refuse to buy Netflix. Art, would that not upset you? You have Netflix, but I don't. Would that not upset you as a fan?
Hey, Fred, I went through it this morning. I wanted to watch the second round of the United States Open, and I couldn't find it anywhere. You know, it was on Peacock, and I mean, never in the history of major tournaments have I seen it on a pay-per-view. Now it's even infringing its way into golf. And it's just a matter of time until we're going to have to pay for everything we want. You know, I remember as a kid being in line at a market and looking at the TV guide just to see who was playing on the Saturday game of the week. And now you couldn't figure out where they're playing if you had every network there was. It's so hard to figure out.
Laura, can you figure it out? You've got all the all the streaming channels, but December 25, Christmas, Seattle at home versus the Rams. I think that's a Netflix game. Would that not upset you if you didn't have Netflix? Even if you did have Netflix, should upset
you. Yeah, I just think it's wrong to keep the fans out. I mean, Netflix is the most expensive streaming app by far. I think it's like $20 a month now or something, $19.99.
Yeah, the price too,
right? I mean, which is really out of reach for a lot of people. And it's one of those things that, you know, if you're struggling financially, those things are easy to cut, but you're just losing such a huge fan base. And I think it's going to come back to haunt the leagues if they continue to do this.
Mark,
did you hear?
Yeah.
They were supposed to have Roger Goodell in front of the Congress, and he didn't even show up to talk about the antitrust law. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I think
it's a great topic. Go ahead, Mark.
I think, 30 seconds. You know what? Laura's absolutely right, because I said this long ago. If you're trying to reach, you know, the younger audience, and you're charging these enormous prices to go in, I'd love to know a Disneyland. How many kids have been going to Disneyland? It's probably being dominated by foreign money coming into this country, because how many people can actually afford to go to Disneyland?
They have to show their passports too. All right, gonna come back with Dan Schlossberg and then a whole lot more on sports overnight.
Kohl's Father's Day gifts are so good, Dad won't be able to stop bragging about them. To his friends, to his barber, to the server who did not ask. He'll even brag to you, the person who literally bought it for him. From comfy polos and stylish shoes to his favorite cologne and cool tech, get gifts Dad'll be talking about for months at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. You've been warned. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This summer, the Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich and Pineapple Dragon Fruit and Sprite are back at Chick-fil-A.
Let me tell you about the Pineapple Dragon Fruit and Sprite. It's bright. It's bubbly. It's back.
The Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich, it's so rich. And you can choose between the original or the spicy filet.
Ooh, boy.
And then you got those pickled jalapenos tucked right under the filet. And then just to top it all off, you've got a little honey drizzle right on top.
Okay, now I'm a pimento fan.
And I'm feeling the dragon fruit.
Which fan favorite will you choose? Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter. Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Hi, Flo here from Progressive. You know, life changes quickly, so it's good to have flexible coverage.
Oh, you mean like adding another vehicle?
Yes. That's something we can do.
Great, because I was thinking about getting a van so we could just keep the kids' softball stuff in the car.
Oh, we don't need to get into specifics. Just saying it's easy to change.
Oh, and Hannah wants to try the tuba.
Again, we don't need the specifics.
Last year, she wanted to be a tap dancer, but that only lasted 2 lessons.
Okay.
But she kept the shoes because they are adorable.
Well, just know that with Progressive, you can easily add another car to your auto insurance, because we know life changes.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, Welcome back, Sports Overnight America, with Art, with Mark, with Laura. Yours truly, Fred. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. We've had Dan Schlossberg on many times, the author of the New Baseball Bible and other books. He's also a travel expert. Dan, we never asked you about that. You travel around the country. I know you got a travel show on the internet. Tell us about that.
I do a show called Travel Itch Radio, 15th year now. We've had over 630 episodes. Anything to do with travel, it's got everything to do with Travel Itch Radio. And I call it Travel Itch because people get the itch to travel.
All right. How about the itch to get injured?
Your hey, if gas prices keep going down, we're all going to be able to travel.
Oh, yeah. Dan, your favorite team, the Braves, and my favorite team, the Dodgers, have more injuries they can count. What about that? And Strider, of course, are now hurt and probably out for another month. Tell us about that.
Well, it happens. Last year, the Braves had so many injuries, I couldn't recover at all. I mean, when Chris Sale went down last year and missed a couple of months, that did it. He was their number one pitcher. He had won the Triple Crown of pitching the year before. So this year, Sale is healthy, but everybody else is hurt. So unless Schwellenbach and A.J. Smith-Schwarber and Hurston Waldrop come back soon, or unless the Braves make a trade, they're in big trouble with pitching too, not just hitting.
Art, you're 128 years of age. You know about injuries. You're on with Dan Schlossberg. Art, you're on with Dan Schlossberg.
I wanted to talk a little bit about that National League East because, right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you.
You can hear me? Okay. Yeah. What I was going to say is, Dan, one of the most important things I wanted to talk to you about is that National League East. It seems like the Phillies are starting to make a move. They got derailed a little bit by the Mets in the last game last night. But the thing I wanted to talk to you about is that not only the injuries the Braves have, but their farm system seems to be bringing up young kids with great arms. Now, how important has, you know, Antonelli really put the farm system in a position where they could be successful?
Well, a kid named Didier Fuentes has been phenomenal this year out of the bullpen. Last year, he was a starter and really flopped. But as a reliever, he's great. And he's probably going to wind up back in the rotation soon because they need him. I mean, it's that simple. Richie is very unpredictable. He pitched 5 scoreless innings in relief Sunday. And then in his next start, he gave a 3-home run to the Giants and never hit home runs. So, you know, rookies are usually unreliable. Not always, but usually. Drake Baldwin is a big exception last year. But we'll see. You're right. The Braves have a lot of pitching strength, and they're going to be dealing some strength because they're going to have to trade young arms for veteran pitchers if they're going to go into the playoffs.
Laura, your Dodgers have injury after injury. You're on Dan Schlossberg.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Dan, why you think there are more injuries now and why you think that. I mean, I read this, I think it was in The Athletic, where they ranked all the team's needs, and the only need for the Dodgers had was better health. That was it. Do you have an idea or an opinion as to why or if there are more injuries now than there used to be?
I can sum it up in one word: weightlifting. These guys all lift heavy weights when they really should be practicing flexibility. A couple of years ago, the Seattle Mariners hired a female instructor, a flexibility coach, and it really helped the team stay injury free.
Interesting. They should all be doing Pilates and yoga.
And the other thing to add on to that, you guys, the Japanese are real proponents of this martial arts. Yeah. And they're talking about stretching and the Taekwondo and the flow and getting all the things moving and everything. I got to believe you're right. And I also have another theory on that, you guys.
All right.
Too fast. In other words, they're going 5 innings. They're throwing as hard as they can. Old pitchers in the old days, like your Mel Stottlemyres, you can go back to many great pitchers. That Warren Spahn, they took a little off, put a little on. They planned on a perfect inning being 3 ground balls to the shortstop.
Absolutely right. Look at Greg Maddux. Greg Maddux did not throw hard, but had great location. That's what counts.
Mark Mancini, your Paul Skeens not doing as well this year. You're on with Dan Schlossberg.
Yeah, you know, Dan, the National League Cy Young race, I haven't seen it this fast pace now, and we're not even out of June. But when they have the front runners, and you know I'm going to stick with Skeens, but the one guy that's going to top all these guys, and he's in your backyard. No, See, the thing with Mizorowski, Sanchez, I'm not saying they're doing it with smoke and mirrors. And, you know, Otani's got the blister, and they're figuring him out a little. They haven't.
Mizorowski's doing it with lots of smoke, Mark.
Yeah, but you can burn your arm quite big. The guy they haven't figured out, and he's won wherever he's gone, is a guy that's in Dan's backyard, Chris Sale. Chris Sale's the best left-hander I've seen since Randy Johnson.
Oh. Yeah,
that's Chris Sale on line one.
Miz is pitching tonight against the Braves, and not looking forward to it. His last game, he had 15 strikeouts, no walks. He was just incredible. One
That's
run.
That's a matchup.
No, one
two
hit.
Teams,
sorry.
Two really good baseball teams. Other than the Dodgers, those two teams are the teams you got to watch out for in the National League. You guys agree?
The Brewers can be beat. You know, the league. You know, we haven't got there, and Pittsburgh sitting in fourth place and figured out it beat all those teams on the road and take series from them. So. We still got the dog days of summer. I don't think Milwaukee's going to be up there, but they're sitting pretty right now.
Dan, they win every year. They win every year.
Dan, I have a question for you. Bryce Harper, Mike Trout. Trout's hurt again. Both are going to the Hall of Fame. If their careers ended this morning, who would you vote for between one of the two, Bryce Harper or Mike Trout? Dan, take it away.
I think I'd vote for Bryce Harper by an eyelash, only because he played both the outfield and first base and was an all-star at both positions.
And he was a catcher in high school and junior college.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and the sad part about that, you guys, the sad part about the Mike Trout situation is he's having a great comeback year this year after having a couple years where he was down and out.
Right.
And to hurt that hamstring, I watched the highlights the other night on MLB when they're a little quick pitch. And he came flying around first base, going to third. And I'm saying, please, Mike, don't pull a hamstring. And then the next night, he pulls a hamstring.
Well, how about all these guys that slide head first into the base and hurt their hands or break a finger? Happens all the time.
Laura, you're up. Mr. Ohtani might be injured. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I heard he has a blister, but he pitched. I mean, he had a bad inning. I think they scored four runs against him the other day, and he, you know, he's got some kind of blister, but I mean, his ERA is still like 1.1 or something.
Well, I think it's 1.46 now.
He had a bad inning. He gave up four runs and his ERA.
Well,
hey,
you know, it was until the Pirates and Rays got to him, it was 0.74.
Yeah, so but you know, you guys are forgetting. You know who you guys are forgetting about? You're forgetting about Yamamoto. I mean, he has pitched phenomenally this year.
Well,
when they write the story of this season, it's going to be called Les Mis.
Well,
we're really high on that guy. I think it's a flash in the pan. I mean, he throws hard, but
Marky, he threw 30 Yamamoto, pitches over 100 miles an hour.
I would take Yamamoto over Mizorowski.
You know what all of you are overlooking? I think we're going to have a player strike before the season ends. That's what happened in 1994. Yeah. Remember 94? No postseason? It's going to happen again.
Why?
Yeah. You might be right.
Because the players are so aggravated. They're so stirred up by Bruce Meyer and by the owner's proposals. That's the only leverage they've got. Otherwise,
the owner's proposals are outrageous. I mean, they just want to cut in half the draft, all the money for the draft.
It's not going down.
Put an age limit on it. I mean, it's just.
I think, you know what, now that you brought that up, and you, Laura, as well,
you might be
I
right.
think professional sports is in a real tough situation right now, you guys. I think you're going to see a lot of things happening because they're pricing. The old story about the, you know, the goose with the golden egg, they're pricing themselves out of the masses' ability to go and watch.
Dan, what do you think?
Well, that's what's interesting.
Go ahead, Laura.
No, I was going to say the owner's position on the draft is, well, it doesn't matter that much because the players are going to stay in college now with the NIL, and they're going to use colleges just sort of like how professional football does, like their own draft organization. So it's all, you know, so up in the air.
Both sides have big war chests because they're expecting a major dramatic labor interruption. We may not have a season in 2027, let alone the winter meetings, let alone free agency, let alone trades. All this stuff is going to go by the wayside. And are fans going to forgive them this time? I don't think so.
Dan, the good news, if there's a strike in 2027, in 2020 with the obviously the COVID thing, I turned on to the Waltons, which I haven't seen for 50 years. So there's going to be a TV show that all of us are going to get hooked on instead of baseball. What's your
TV party
show?
Animals in the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah. <So that helps.
laughs> Well,
how about the Dutton Ranch?
You know, Fred, and I know we're switching subjects outside of baseball here, but yesterday I was talking to a guy that got the flag football thing going. And I know, Artie, you might not be a big proponent of this. I know Fred and I have agreed on it. With soccer mom not letting her son play football, flag football in the Olympics is going to overtake. I'm not going to say it's going to overtake the NFL. But he's going to make a hell of a dent in the NFL.
Mark, I got more injuries playing flag football because we played it in spring football in high school. No, what you don't understand is you were taught to hit people, okay? And when you get in there and you're competing and playing real hard, all of a sudden your true primal instincts come back. So you got to watch that. You can, because you have no helmets on, and I mean, it's scary.
Well, better they should play flag football than vote for the National American League All-Star lineups, because fan voting is a farce. It's a disgrace. Manfred Mann ought to be out of office if he allows it.
Yeah, I'm not a big Manfred guy.
So what? Everybody can vote five times a day? Is that the voting rule?
That sounds like California, you guys.
I think you can vote five times a day. Dan, is that the vote? Is that the rule in baseball?
It looks like Honduras, only worse in baseball. Because every team is promoting vote for your favorites. That is not the spirit of the All-Star game. You vote for the best players. If you don't vote for the best players, you have no business voting at all.
You know,
didn't they waited like a third for the teams and the players, and a third for the fans? And I mean,
let me ask you a question, Art. If the fans vote for the All-Stars, why shouldn't they vote for the MVP and the Cy Young too?
That's exactly.
Hey, Dan, you've been around, I don't want to jump Laura, but Reggie Jackson was being interviewed not too long ago. He said the Hall of Fame used to be the greatest players inducted. Now it's just good players inducted. How do you view that? I kind of agree with it.
There's too many good players who aren't in, and too many so-so players who are in. I think the Hall of Fame is probably the biggest.
Dale Murphy fits in that category. Veda Pinson.
Well,
Dale Murphy for years, Dan.
Dale Murphy should be in. Harold Baines
should
not
be in. Harold Baines, yeah.
Oh, God,
Harold. You can make arguments against Ozzie Smith and Bill Mazeroski, too. Mazeroski had one home run. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame.
He's a great defensive second baseman. Come on, Dan.
There are lots of those.
Hollywood star.
Rick Chambers was another one. Great defensive second baseman.
All right, should Veda make it or no?
Yes, Veda make it.
Yes or no? Yes?
Should he make it? He's borderline.
We all agree Veda Pinson. Most overlooked center fielder of that era.
Laura, you can agree on this. When we were watching the All-Star games in the 70s, 80s, 90s, you couldn't budge Joe Morgan, Steve Garvey, Dave Concepcion, Mike Schmidt. The way it's going now, every year there's 40 new guys in this thing.
Well, that's good.
The best players are kind of in the All-Star game. I mean, there might be a few exceptions, but for the most part, the fans, I think, have been pretty responsible.
Hey, Fred, you're big on the home run contest,
let's hear
right?
It for the fans.
I'll give you one guy who's never been an All-Star starter who deserves to be, Matt Olson.
Oh, my God.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Dan Schlossberg, the New Baseball Bible, Amazon.com, independent bookstores, and major bookstores around America. And you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Laura happens to be a major Raider fan. On October 8th, the Raiders go up to San Francisco to play the 49ers. Ed, and you going to San Francisco to watch that one, Laura Snoke?
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but that could be a lot of fun. I was thinking about going to Vegas to watch the Bills game, but it's probably going to be way too expensive of a ticket now that I think about it. Not counting how much I'm going to lose at the table. So San Francisco might be a better bet.
Art, was that a game you'd want to see?
Well, I think the
you got to remember, I played in like 4 of those exhibition games, and they were great games. Even, you know, we used to play the 49ers against the Raiders, and it was great times. Mark, you know, I mean, that was a rivalry for a lot of years.
Yeah, but then they, if you remember, there was one season they banned it because the fans started getting into it. So they stopped the Raider 49er exhibition games. Fred, remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Las Vegas, soon to be a ball club in Major League Baseball. I watch a lot of games from Sacramento. I like watching the A's because the ballpark, home run, and home run. And last week, of course, they played in Las Vegas in the minor league ballpark, the Aviators ballpark. And Art, do you have any thoughts about home run, and home run in Sacramento?
Well, let's put it this way, Fred. I've bet 11 ball games, so I bet the over in 11 games, and I'm 9-2 so far.
Yeah.
So
Thursday night, I played fantasy, and of course, I played 4 members or 5 members of the A's. They scored 5 runs in the first inning, beat the Angels 5-0 on Thursday night. Didn't score again. Thank you very much, and stay tuned again all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.